said Holmes, I should like you to offer a reward. Coming from yourself, for the officials may take a little time before they would agree upon the sum, and these things cannot be done too promptly. I've jotted down the form here, if you would not mind signing it. £50 is quite enough, I thought.
I would willingly give 500,
said the J.P., taking the slip of paper and the pencil which Holmes handed to him.
This is not quite correct, however, he added, glancing over the document.
I wrote it rather hurriedly.
You see, you begin, whereas at about 1:45 on Tuesday morning an attempt was made, and so on. It was at 11:45, as a matter of fact.
I was pained at the mistake, for I knew how keenly Holmes would feel any slip of the kind. It was his specialty to be accurate as to fact, but his recent illness had shaken him, and this one little incident was enough to show me that he was still far from being himself. He was obviously embarrassed for an instant, while the inspector raised his eyebrows, and Alec Cunningham burst into a laugh. The old gentleman corrected the mistake, however, and handed the paper back to Holmes.
"Get it printed as soon as possible," he said. "I think your idea is an excellent one."
Holmes put the slip of paper carefully away into his pocket-book. "And now," said he, "it really would be a good thing that we should all go over the house together and make certain that this rather erratic burglar did not, after all, carry anything away with him."